are now already, hard to believe, into the final hour of this worldwide transmission. The websites are Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. This happens occasionally. We've had Professor Chasadosky on scores of times. His number is saying it's disconnected, so we're having some phone line issues getting him in Canada. But we'll get an alternate number, and from Global Research, we'll call their office, or we can call the radio outfit he's on with and get the number there. But if not, we will just open the phones up in this hour and cover all the news, much of which I haven't even gotten to yet. I really want to take some time out now to commend the crew. I want to commend David. I want to commend Paul Hartman. I want to commend Jaron, the latest addition to our crew. I want to commend everybody here at the InfoWars Command Center in South Austin. And I want to thank all the AM and FM affiliates, Global Shortwave affiliates, everybody that makes this broadcast possible. And my team works very hard. It's very complex what we do here, and we're trying to learn, we're trying to make things better, we're trying to expand, and we put in a lot of long hours to bring you this information. And of course, I want to thank you, the listeners, the viewers of this radio show. When I say this, it's not to toot our horn. In fact, it's almost crushing. It's not daunting. It's booing that we're affecting so many people and reaching so many people, but it's also frightening in a way, because to realize the responsibility we have, that tens of millions of people, more than tens of millions, have seen my 21 films, just what we can track on the web, and to know that tens of millions have tuned into my radio show, and hundreds of millions on the thousands of radio interviews I've done, hundreds of millions, coast to coast AM, 16 million per show, per evening, and I've been on that more than 100 times, and all the other radio shows and TV and Russian TV and British TV and Japanese TV and French television, Spanish television. Today, it's already aired on their main TV station South Africa, in their major city, capital city. Aired today. Endgame aired there. I had them air it for free. I don't charge. I just want to get the information out, ladies and gentlemen. And so we do have Professor Michelle Chasadosky. We'll come back to him after this quick break, because we're almost out of time. I did want to just encourage, at least once in this 4 hours today, for folks to go to InfoWars.com and financially support us, because we've got to have financing somehow. Plus, these are great books and videos we carry, and books I've written, and other books and videos we carry, like The Money Master, 3.5 hours long. You want a real master's degree in how the private Federal Reserve crime syndicate operates worldwide in the U.S.? This is just unbelievably powerful and well done. And it's $19.95. It's like $25 everywhere else I've seen it. Fabled Enemies that I produced, that Jason Burmis made, our newest 9/11 film. It's into the Israeli connection and the phone companies and shadowing the terrorist and clearly involved. And Barry Jennings, who died. Joe Biden's in it. Mike Rivero, Bo Deedle, former NYPD detective, head of detectives, Michael J. Springman, Visa Department, Jeddah, Saudi Arabia, talking about the terrorists working for the CIA. Cynthia McKinney, former member of Congress. I mean, this is an important film right here, and people need to see Fabled Enemies. It needs to get out. And, you know, I mean, this is the DVD. This is the high-quality digital. This is what folks need. So I hope you'll all go there, and if you've got the money, buy 10, 15 copies. We've got discounts on it if you do. You know, get Truth Rising. Get Endgame. Get Terror Storm. Get things like Mark Dice's book. Support him and our work. Resistance Manifesto. Excellent book. Our newest film we're carrying, it has an extra bonus film on it and a free audio CD. So two films and an audio CD, 1995, The World According to Monsanto. It's got a little booklet inside of it as well. I mean, that's just some of what we're doing here, and we need your support. So, InfoWars.com, a secure online video, bookstore shopping cart, and hundreds of books and videos on there. The creme de la creme, as I said earlier. And you can also call toll-free 888-253-3139 to call and get the books and videos as well. And you can also subscribe to PrisonPlanet.tv and see it all. Stay with us. Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
IonicZone.com has the best prices on commercial shock treatment ozone generators starting at $299. But did you know IonicZone.com also sells a water ozonator that's a must-have for anyone interested in good health? It's true. The IonicZone Digital Water Ozonator features an air intake and can be fed dry air through the supplied air dryer or pure oxygen via an oxygen tank. Ozone-fortified water can be used to kill bacteria, sanitize food, produce, and eliminates bacteria in the mouth by gargling, which helps prevent bad breath and even heart disease. The optional ozone bidet attachment is used for personal hygiene, which can kill the bacteria down below that can lead to irritation. It's amazing what 3 atoms of oxygen can do. Call Ionic Zone today at 1-800-549-9535. That's 1-800-549-9535. Or visit them on the web at IonicZone.com. That's IonicZone.com today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up at the bottom of the hour, after Professor Chasidowski leaves us, breaking down the current geopolitical stuff going on in the Middle East and Israel with Gaza bombardment and the India-Pakistan situation. When I get his analysis on that, we respect it. Trans-Texas Corridor is dead, TxDOT says. KBUE Television, Austin, Texas. Now, I don't believe this for a minute. This is more possum playing. But the fact that they're having to do this is a big victory, so we'll talk about that. Let's go directly to Professor Chasidowski joining us from Canada. Works with, of course, globalresearch.ca. Sir, break down your take on what is really unfolding in the world right now, and is this Gaza situation the beginning of a wider conflict? Is this the unpopular move by Obama when he goes into office? Will he deploy U.S. troops in the Gaza Strip and other areas?
Well, that's a very difficult question. I don't think that the United States is going to deploy troops. What is possible is that some of Israel's Middle Eastern allies will participate in some kind of peacekeeping operation, which in effect is a form of interference. I'm thinking specifically of Turkey. Turkey and Israel have a very close military cooperation agreement. They exchange intelligence. They have joint military production. So a country like Turkey would be more likely to intervene, and would of course also have some acceptance by the local Palestinian population, who who are unaware of these military intelligence ties. The question is, what kind of stance will the Obama administration take upon assuming office? I don't see a major shift in foreign policy. There may be a shift in rhetoric, but I don't see a major shift in foreign policy.
What do you think the big surprise is? And then let's break down Gaza.
As you suggest, they now want to cut Gaza into several strips. Okay, it's a pretty small area to start with.
It's siege. We see a siege going on.
It's a siege. And as I pointed out in my earlier article, this siege has been on the drawing board for quite a number of years. The number of events in recent history which have prepared for this siege. One was the assassination of Arafat, which led to this breakup of the Palestinian movement and Palestinian Authority, but also the removal of all Jewish settlements from Gaza, which at the time, as you recall, was interpreted as a so-called victory for the Palestinian people, and it was part of the so-called roadmap, the U.S.-sponsored roadmap to peace, et cetera, et cetera. But in effect, what it was to create a prison territory, which you could not do if you had Jewish settlements on the inside of the prison. So they had to, in a sense, remove those settlements, and as a result now, that territory is surrounded. It is an encampment. It's barricaded, but people are resisting. We have evidence of that. I think, of course, what bothers us tremendously is this is the grip that the Anglo-American, but I would say mainly American, because now in Europe this seems to be a slightly different slant. But the grip that the U.S. media has on public opinion, where they present this invasion, the killings of civilians, children, the use of prohibited weapons, they present this as legitimate retribution for the actions of Hamas, the rocket attack, without understanding the whole context and without understanding the asymmetry and the loss of life, okay? We're talking about 17 deaths in Israel over the last 7 years. And if you look on the Palestinian side over the same period, you're talking about more than 1,000. But people don't seem to be, they don't seem to understand that.
There's been 40 plus at the UN school alone today.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely, and they're bombing schools, hospitals, universities, and if this were to happen anywhere else in the world, it would be you know, you'd already have a war crimes tribunal set up and so on and so forth. Now, the people who have now suggesting Francis Boyle, professor of law. A good friend and colleague of mine, who is now suggesting the formation of a tribunal, a war crimes tribunal, to try the Israeli war criminals and their U.S. Counterparts, because this is not strictly an Israeli operation.
This is an international colonial operation. And by the way, Mr. Boyle, who we've interviewed many times. He's written international treaties for the United States in the UN, so he's very prestigious to be saying that.
Absolutely, yes. No, he's a very distinguished lawyer, and he has taken a stance on Palestine for quite a number of years. But what people have to understand is that this operation is part of a plan which was established in the early 90s under the government of Prime Minister Ariel Sharon.
The 1948.
In 2001.
The 1948 option.
Well, there was the 1948 option, which is to expel Palestinians. But the actual process of attacking the territories, breaking them up, establishing proxy regimes, was part of a plan which was called Justified Vengeance. It's the title is interesting, Justified, Operation Justified Vengeance. Now, Operation Justified Vengeance was launched in 2001. It was presented just after accession of Ariel Sharon to the position of prime minister. It was presented by the chief of staff of the so-called Israeli Defense Forces under the title, quote, "The Destruction of the Palestinian Authority and the Disarmament of All Armed Forces." But the term justified vengeance was there. And it was commented at the time, even by the U.S. press. And then we understood that this plan was, in fact, it was designed by Meir Dagan. And Meir Dagan was the national security advisor to Ariel Sharon during his election campaign. He was then promoted to heading Mossad. So he is the current head of Mossad. They actually call him Dagan the gun, the top gun. He's the top spy of Israel. And so that this operation, Justified Vengeance, is also referred to as the Dagan Plan. And the whole idea of the Dagan Plan, of the Operation Justified Vengeance, is to say we need the suicide attacks so that we can then enter on acts of retribution, so that they would actually time, they would do scenarios. They say, okay, there's going to be a suicide attack. We want those suicide attacks to occur because then it gives us the pretext and the legitimacy to bomb Gaza or the West Bank, you know, and we can use F-16s. And they started using F-16s jets at the outset of the Dagan plan. So what's happening today is very much part of a broader agenda. Now, I recall that we've published several pieces on this Dagan plan or Operation Justified Vengeance.
No, you've been reporting on it for years. You've been very concerned.
Absolutely. And the thing is, I went back to some of the writings that we had published, including the writings of Tanya Reinhardt, who is a professor of linguistics at Tel Aviv University. She's actually a student of Noam Chomsky at MIT. And she died under very mysterious circumstances a few years ago at age 50 or so.
And she predicted very well.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, she looked into the whole issue of this Dagan operation. There were other analysts, but essentially what was envisaged was an invasion, quote, an invasion of Palestinian-controlled territory by some 30,000 Israeli soldiers. Okay, now, they won't be able to do it with 30,000. They'll need much more than that. But the fact is that back in 2001, there was already an invasion plan. There was already a process of, well, they want to disarm Hamas, but I think they also want to trigger a humanitarian disaster with a view to ultimately triggering the expulsion of the Palestinian population.
And where will they allow them to flee to? Because Egypt isn't letting them in. Will they flee to the sea?
They could flee to Jordan. They could flee to Egypt. They could come to some agreement with the Egyptians because these are allies. Egypt and Jordan are allies of Israel. So, I don't want to make any predictions, but I'm just saying this 1948, as you said, the 1948 solution is expulsion. And it looks that they are creating conditions so horrendous that people can simply not survive within their homeland. I think that is the situation.
Well, this is total siege, cutting off the three major cities and encircling them with troops into the ocean, gunboats, and then blasting all their tunnels. They were bringing in emergency supplies. So they're completely cut off and under heavy bombardment with their infrastructure, telecommunications, limited water, and electrical systems being destroyed. You have this giant high-tech military doing this. But in our media, it's good.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about the newest hydrogen technology available. Gas Freedom is an affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil companies don't want you to know. Learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car and experience the most powerful hydrogen cells available. Visit gasfreedom.info and receive $59.95 off of your order by using coupon code GCN. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit gasfreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for a special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Professor John Zdarsky will be with us till about 40 after. I'm going to break down some new developing news. We're going to talk a little bit more about geopolitically what's happening with the military in this short segment. Then for a few more minutes after, I'm going to get into the economic situation, which is Professor John Zdarsky's real specialty in a conference they're having. So it's coming up in the next segment. Okay, Professor, India, Pakistan, that clearly was staged. A lot of evidence to that effect. General Hamid Ghul on and others to cover that a few weeks ago. I want to get into that briefly, but first, putting a bow on this monstrosity, how do you see it unfolding? How many months will the siege go before they break the back and try to start expelling the people there in Gaza?
That's very difficult to see at the moment. If we recall back in 1999, the aerial bombardments of Yugoslavia went on for several months. It started in March and they finished in June. I don't think that this operation will go on for a very long time. But, I mean, there's going to be urban warfare, but it's very difficult to predict. It's very difficult to predict because the Israelis are completely they're completely off onto something which is diabolical, and they want to carry it through, and they believe that they're right. They have this self righteousness. I'm not providing a very coherent answer to it.
Well, we've already seen more than 1,000 injured. And what is it, up to like 500 dead now? And that's probably conservative numbers. I mean, how many? It's just going to go on and on, and Israel doesn't care. I saw a London Guardian article saying Obama doesn't know this is destroying his name, his silence. Of course Obama knows. Obama, I mean, his administration's headed up by a known Israeli operative IDF person.
Absolutely. Well, Obama is saying that he cannot act until he's president of the United States. I don't think that he would act any differently. There might be a little bit of rhetoric thrown in, you know. But
well, you know, I mean, he weighs in on everything else.
Yeah, that's true. You're absolutely right.
I mean, he's commenting on every other issue. What do you expect Obama's stance to be once he's in there January 20th?
Well, I think that Obama is very clearly aligned with a Zionist, Israeli Zionist agenda. That's very clear in terms of the people he's appointed, in terms of his links to AIPAC. But at the same time, he has this ability to present himself as a humanitarian, spokesperson. Some people have said that he is presenting a double image, you know, and in reality, what he's doing is continuity. It's the continuity of the Bush administration. It's continuity in foreign policy. He's keeping on, Gates as Secretary of Defense, which means that in effect, there's not going to be any major upheaval in the military.
Yeah, they're passing the baton, but as Kissinger said on CNBC yesterday, oh, the great image of him in the world, we're going to be able to really get our agenda through with Obama. I mean, he's cynically admitting it.
Absolutely. Well, that is the whole idea, is that you get Obama, who is an African-American, who has the rhetoric to appeal to grassroots opinion in America, who has the support of people in Africa because, you know, he has historical links to Kenya and provides an image, but that image is false.
It is false.
I'm trying to find a polite word, but it is phony. It's a phony image. It's somebody, it's the nice guy who's a bad guy.
It's a cloaking device.
Bush, at least you could say he's more sincere because his image fits his job description, right?
Yeah, very arrogant, yeah. And just said, I don't care.
Yeah, he says, I don't care, but Obama will say deep down, he said, I don't care, but up front he'll say something else. It's a policy of deceit. And people didn't vote for that. They voted for the rhetoric. They voted because they thought that this was going
to... Stay there. Let's talk about India, Pakistan, and then the economy briefly when we get back. All right? Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. Professor Michelle Chasadosky is our guest.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Phase one of the insider's plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase one is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept. Phase two of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
Moving quickly here in our final segment with Professor Chasadosky, the India-Pakistan situation 4 weeks ago, from your research and a group of researchers' analysis, do you see the same footprints of an orchestrated, staged, provocateur event?
You're talking about, I'm sorry.
The Mumbai attacks.
Yes, of course, the Mumbai attacks. Well, the Mumbai attacks was, I think, certainly a staged event. It was intended to push Pakistan and India against one another. It was perpetrated, I believe it was an intelligence operation. The alleged terror groups behind these attacks are supported by Pakistani intelligence, the ISI, which in turn is in liaison with the CIA. I think the purpose of these attacks was, in fact, to create a situation of conflict between two countries, which in recent months we're actually moving together again. I mean,
and we saw the fake phone call, but they confirmed with the caller ID from, so it wasn't a fake call, they claim that, from the Indian Foreign Ministry to the Pakistani government saying, we're going to attack you. And then it almost caused a conflict. And now the troops are massing right when they were coming to reconciliation. You have all the intelligence operatives involved leading other terror attacks. Absolutely. Where do you see that going in the future?
Well, again, right from the outset of this event, Pakistan has started to amass troops along its border. Again, it's very difficult to predict what might happen.
But we're in very interesting times.
Yes, we're in very uncertain times. But on the other hand, in both countries, there are people who understand these events. In Pakistan, there are people in the government who understand that their own intelligence agencies are, in fact, involved in sabotaging the political process. When I was reviewing the situation in Pakistan, one thing that came to my attention was that the head of Pakistani intelligence was appointed with approval of United States, bypassing the civilian administration, bypassing the government, and they had a whole series of military appointments.
Yeah, there's multiple governments within Pakistan itself. In closing, in the 3 or 4 minutes we've got left with you, Professor, give us your basic boil down on the economy, where it's going. The banks openly announcing world government of and by the Madoff-type banks, saying we'll pay carbon taxes to them. Break that down and tell us about the conference coming up.
Well, it's easier for me to tell you about the conference in a very short period of time. We're organizing an event. It's a Center for Research on Globalization, which is based in Montreal, downtown Montreal. We're organizing an event next Wednesday of next week, the 14th of January. The topic is on the financial crisis. I will be the main speaker at that event.
And folks can find out more at globalresearch.ca.
Go to globalresearch.ca. The details as to where the event is being held. You can always contact us by email. I know that a number of people are coming from out of town.
Okay, but in closing, in the few minutes, I got 3 minutes left here, and we're going to move on. We appreciate your time with us. Briefly, the world economic crisis in 2 minutes.
Well, in 2 minutes, I'd focus on one issue which has not been addressed in any meaningful way, even by the critics, is that the handouts under the bailouts, the various bailouts, not only the $700 billion, okay?
Or payoffs.
We're talking about something of the order of $8.5 trillion of handouts and loans secured by the Treasury or the Federal Reserve. Now, what this implies is the following. We're going to have a massive increase in the public debt. In the United States, the public debt stands at something like $14 trillion, okay? If you look at the numbers, the public debt could increase by 25% overnight. And this is occurring at a time when interest rates are virtually flat zero. So who's going to want to buy government bonds and treasury bills when they're only going to get, barely maybe 1% or even less? So that you're in a situation where you need to finance these handouts to the banks. You need to increase the public debt. And to increase the public debt, you have to borrow from the banks, who are the recipients of the bailouts. Okay, so you're
they're borrowing their own money, and we're paying for it.
Exactly,
they get the money, and we pay to give them the money.
Exactly, and the other aspect of this is that if you can't finance the deficit through the emission of public debt, you have to start slashing expenditures, every single category of expenditures. And you have to start privatizing government state assets and so on. I suspect that is what's going to happen. The irony is that those who are receiving the handouts are those who are also imposing the conditions as creditors of the state. So the state, the U.S. Government is financing its own indebtedness at the expense of taxpayers.
And yeah, let's simplify that in closing, because it's so simple, it's hard for my mind to even grasp. The private banks engineer this, then they say you've got to give us money to get credit flowing to Main Street. They don't give any of it to Main Street to purposely implode it. Then they give themselves $8.5 trillion just in the U.S. alone, tens of trillions worldwide from all the private central banks. But that's all backed up with taxpayer money. So we are going to pay them interest to give them the money to take over our economy.
Well, they are the brokers of the U.S. public debt. They don't hold all of the U.S. public debt, but they are brokers, but they're also creditors. So that, in effect, they are the recipients of the handouts, and they are the creditors of the state to finance the money that they are going to receive. So we're in a circular situation where the government is financing its own indebtedness through the handouts to the banks, who are also the creditors and the brokers of public debt and treasury bills.
This is a corporate hijacking, a corporate looting, a total takeover.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's all very
right.
Serious. So in any event, if people from the United States wish to join us in Montreal, it's only about an hour from the border, less than an hour from the New York State and New Hampshire. Drive up to Montreal, and we will be very happy to receive anybody who comes from the United States.
Well, I wish I could join you. We also have a lot of listeners on.
Yeah, well, you're a bit far off, but,
yeah.
But we'll... Okay, well...
All right, thank you. Take care,
Take care, Alex. Greetings to everybody in Texas.
All right, thank you for spending time with us. Take care. There goes the professor. Well, we have been making that point over and over and over again, and we made the point before the banker takeover bill that it was a banker takeover bill because the bill said it. Total martial law, private foreign banks openly owning and running the government. And the Congress has bitched and complained. Even Federal Reserve Board governors in the United States have gone to the news and said, this is foreign banks. This isn't even, you know, local governors of the Federal Reserve who are just titular heads over the private banks. We're not even allowed to look at what's going on. We've been told we're under martial law, and we've had congressmen on the show to tell you that as well. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. I always say that because you can't. This is totally insane. This is absolutely, totally, and completely off the charts by every yardstick. This is nothing like this has ever been seen. Normally, the big private central banks go into Nigeria or Costa Rica or Brazil or Asian countries, and they've done it to hundreds and hundreds, sometimes over and over again, the same nation. And they'll go, here's $1 billion paid for by American taxpayers mainly, about 60% of IMF World Bank money. But that's all just fiat as well. But it's backed up by the U.S. military. We'll give your corrupt dictator $1 billion. He keeps it for himself, leaves. And 10 years later, the country's paid back $50 billion, but never even touched the interest. It's all interest. Never getting down the principal. This is even worse. This is where the banks bankrupt everything, cut off liquidity to the public, have all the cash and liquidity hoarded to themselves. They openly buy up other banks' insurance companies and buy off other corporations and other key infrastructure assets mainly. And then we have to pay tax money to them for the private Federal Reserve giving itself all our money. I mean, that's just unbelievable. And that's the point I make every day, every day, every day here. And the public thinks it's bad that they're taking all this money and we've got to pay it back in taxes, but they don't understand that that the groups getting the money are the ones that we've got to pay interest to give them the money. That'd be like if I had a car dealership and I sold you a $25,000 Mustang and I gave you the Mustang, and I paid you $25,000 to give you the Mustang. Here's a Mustang, $25,000, brand new, fully loaded. And I'm giving it to you for free, and I'm going to pay you $25,000 to take it for free. And then I'm the guy getting the free Mustang and the $25,000, and I'm going, you're lucky I'm doing this. You're lucky I'm taking care of. You're lucky I'm taking this. By the way, if you don't like me taking this, I got troops. Troops that literally have no idea what planet they're even on. Police that have no idea. A public that has no idea. And my concern is, if the scams are this crazy, this wild, this out in the open, what's coming next? What's the new outrageous? I mean, what more could they come up with? I want to get into this Trans-Texas Corridor is dead, TxDOT says. In fact, let's pull that up so we can just put it on screen for folks. Texas, Trans-Texas Corridor is dead, TxDOT says. That just means they'll rename it, but I want to go over that. But before we do that, here is the newest film that I've directed, Truth Rising. And it's indescribable, everything that it covers. I mean, it's police telling 9/11 truthers that they're going to plant bombs on them and saying that video cameras are guns, and it's all these world leaders being confronted, and Joe Biden and John McCain and just Bill Clinton, David Rockefeller, the amazing work of Luke Radowski and everybody else. We Are Change and 9/11 truth groups around the nation. A lot of it's activist footage. A lot of it's our footage. This is my cinema verite. There's no voiceover. This is the most cinematically skillful film I've ever made. And it's a totally different angle on 9/11 truth. Arnold Schwarzenegger is confronted in here. So I hope that folks will go to Infowars.com, not just to get a great film for as low as, you can get as low as $6.95 when you get a get it with other videos, but it also supports us, and then you get something you can show others to wake them up. Endgame, this is now recognized by many as the preeminent overall film about world government, the New World Order, the best produced, the most information, 2.5 hours long, with 40 minutes of extras. PrisonPlanet.tv members get an hour and 40 minutes of extra extras called Endgame 1.5, but here it is, Alex Jones' Endgame, and Blueprint for Global Enslavement, and I certainly do hope that everybody out there will go to Infowars.com and order these, not just to get a powerful film to give us a gift to wake folks up, but also to financially support us and what we're doing. You can see we're upgrading. We're trying to expand. We're trying to be more effective, a little bit more glossy, and we're going to even improve things more in the future. But we need your support, and it goes right back into fighting the New World Order. So, again, Infowars.com. Or you can call toll-free and ask about all the different combos and specials we've got. 9/11 Inside Job, baseball caps as low as $5.95, T-shirts as low as $5.95. I mean, that's a cost, folks, for us. It's a cost, most of them. Some of them make like a dollar. And every order gets a free Citizens Rule Book. The big orders get multiple copies. Find out more at Infowars.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. What's up, Paul? Oh, you got it. Go ahead and pop Trans-Texas Corridor up on the screen for folks, and I'll that's another story out of that's Ben Weir. What? That's out of the Austin American Statesman. That's what I thought it was. I've got KVUE. That's the local ABC news affiliate as well with a similar headline. Trans-Texas Corridor is dead, TxDOT says. They told us 2 years ago that the toll roads were dead, and the legislature passed a law saying they couldn't seize the roads and basically for one penny on the dollar or less give them to a foreign Spanish company. The media responded by saying, okay, the toll roads are all dead, as they put them in and opened them. And Rick Perry said, I'm just ignoring all that. And they said, they're no longer toll roads. These are not toll roads. These are pay-as-you-go lanes. So it's like Obama's chief of staff saying, well, you're going to have to serve in a new domestic military, 18 to 24, and for basic training, and then we'll keep you longer if we want. You must do it under law. And they go, well, this is then mandatory. No, it's not mandatory. It's compulsory. Mandatory, compulsory mean the same thing. Look them up. It's like saying, we don't want global government. We want global governance. Well, governance is, means the system of government. I mean, this is a joke. It's like saying, look, if the sky is blue, and you say, no, that's not a sky, that's an atmosphere. Same thing. It's a game. It's a word play. That's like saying, that's a fire hydrant. Somebody goes, no, that's a fire plug. Whatever. Trans-Texas Corridor is dead. This is absolutely not true. The national news, I've seen in clips and Fox saying Trans-Texas Corridor doesn't exist. Ron Paul is insane. The official documents say it's part of the Napa Superhighway. They say, hey, it doesn't exist. But here it is. They're playing possum, and that at least means they're in a lot of trouble. And they're trying to get everybody to kind of go home and shut up. The Texas Department of Transportation announced, this, and it's really a federal office, this morning, that it has officially killed the Trans-Texas Corridor, saying that despite the project's visionary aspects, like stealing land 10 miles on every side of the roads, that's only one leg of it. It was 8,000 miles. It is clearly not the choice of Texans. What is that little lying statement? They've had Houston Chronicle polls and others 99%. Lou Dobbs had one 99%. They've had scientific polls 99% are against it. But what are these guys? I mean, just all lies. The Texas Department of Transportation announced this morning has officially killed the Trans-Texas Corridor, saying that despite the project's visionary aspects, it's clearly not the choice of Texans. Well, I guess that is true. I was reading that wrong. They're admitting, oh, wow, something actually truthful. I couldn't believe it. They're saying it's not the choice of Texans. DMN file. The announcement comes 6 years after Rick Perry shook up the state's transportation and political circles by unveiling an ambitious plan to stretch highway rail lines and utilities for hundreds of miles, it's 8,000, along Interstate 35 and Interstate 69 corridors, which is part of the Napa Superhighway corridors, 34 of them. The plan, which would cost tens of millions of dollars and relied heavily on private toll roads, was hugely controversial. Amando Senez, executive director of TxDOT, made the announcement the agency was giving up on the idea of the annual transportation forum in Austin. Make no mistake, Transit Corridor, as we have known it, no longer exists. There it is. Lawyer speak, as we have known it. Right there. As we have known it. It's not. It's back. It's always going to be there, these bastards.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
People around the world are testifying that their cataracts are quickly disappearing like magic thanks to CanSee. The original CanSee eye drop used in clinical trials maintains that only the original unadulterated formula is effective in reducing, reversing, and slowing the occurrence of senile cataract. CanSee can also assist in lowering the intraocular pressure associated with glaucoma. CanSee is beneficial for contact lens disorders, to treat corneal disorders, combat eye strain, Kinney's computer vision syndrome, and more. People enjoying the benefits while using CanSee report no side effects, and the drops are gentle and don't cause eye burning. With regular use, people using CanSee drops report a difference in their vision in as little as 30 days, and some have their cataracts completely disappear within months. CanSee, that's can-letter C, is available now by calling 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or order online at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Your source for the most powerful nutraceuticals and wellness protocols from a doctor you can trust.
I want to finish up with some final news and tell you about some of the big guests we've got coming up this week. But before I do that, I want to tell you about one of the sponsors that makes this show possible, SurvivalOfSeeds.com. Grow your own healthy food for just 4 pennies a pound and break free of the New World Order. This family business buys in massive bulks, in massive bulk, and passes those huge discounts on to the listeners. So they buy in massive bulk. It is a great deal. I've gotten some from them. 15,000 heirloom seeds will provide your family with 7 years of healthy food. Stop buying and eating the New World Order food. Grow your own healthy food in your own backyard. That's 15,000 heirloom seeds for $129. That's real food insurance for the difficult times we are about to experience. Heirloom seeds are the original varieties, non-GMO, non-hybrid. All their seeds date back over a century. Their Mayflower bean came over on the Mayflower ship. Now survivalistseeds.com wants you to become one of their heirloom seed farmers and sell them back to your save seeds years after year because demand is skyrocketing for the rare heirloom seeds. So you can fund yourself as well. It's all about self-sufficiency. You also get a DVD teaching you how to sell your vegetable produce to restaurants, delis, and the farmers markets. Slaves hesitate, patriots take action. Survivalistseeds.com. Survivalist seeds, one word, .com. We got David Icke coming up for 2 hours on Thursday. We got Alan Watt for 2 hours. Those are popular guests. I always enjoy talking to them. Riveting and insightful information and analysis. We got a lot of other very interesting and informative guests coming up this week as well. Jason Burmes is going to be here in town. He'll be sitting in some next week as well. And so I look forward to that. And I'm doing a new thing where I have a little pocket recorder. Got to get a new one, though. Turns out it's not compatible with our computers to dump it off. Where late at night when I'm kind of in a calm, reflective mode, I'm going to start doing recordings. We're up in the game here, doing even more, and putting that up on Infowars.com, and that's going to be up in the next few hours as well. So definitely go check out the first time that we're launching that. And all I can say is that I am very, very proud of the crew, the Genesis Network, the Infowars Network, everything that we are doing here. And we reach more people when you spread the word about the show, the free podcasts, the free downloads, the streams, your local AM/FM affiliates that a lot of you are tuning into. That's how we move the ball down the field. That's how we inform people. The solution is an awakening to what's happening. Then the globalists can't misdirect us and control us. Now, after 4 hours, my voice starts getting tired. Trans-Texas Corridor is dead, TxDOT says. But then the director of TxDOT, Amandio Senez, executive director, says, make no mistake, the Trans-Texas Corridor, as we have known it, no longer exists. See, as we have known it. Just like they said, we're not doing toll roads anymore, and then they did them. They want you to all just drop your baseball bats, your mitts, leave the game. Oh, the game's over. Oh, you didn't hear? You know, the meeting was canceled. Local governments always try this. They know a public's coming in to protest something. They say, oh, we changed the meeting, and they go ahead and have the meeting. Each of the dozens of projects that were linked together under the rubric of the TTC included the Loop 9 project in Dallas will remain as a standalone project, he said. So, did you hear that? They will, before I even read the article on air, I said, this is all bull. You just handed it to me. Just knocked my mic off the stand there. I'm kind of out of control here, ladies and gentlemen. And it says, each of the dozens of projects that were linked together under the rubric of the TCC, including the Loop 9 project in Dallas and I-69 project in the South, will remain as standalone projects, he said. And he goes on to say, it's been diminished, but we recognize the inevitability. The TCC is not the choice of Texans. So they're saying, we're going to do them all standalone. They're going to do them all separately, so it's harder to coordinate against it. Compartmentalization. Oh, my goodness. It's just so incredible. Get the word out. This is a fraud, a lie, a scam. Continue fighting all these individual projects. All right, we had a bunch of key guests up today. Rebroadcast with Mike Rivero, Edwin Vieira, Michael Chosadowski. It's all coming up. One place, Infowars.com at the Restream right now. We'll be back in 1 minute.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.